各位主内长辈弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早上能够站在大家当中来分享神的话，是我的荣幸。
It's a pleasure and privilege this morning to be able to stand here before you and share God's words with you.
我的正道题目就是呼召。
The title of my sermon today is The Call.
上帝呼召人来侍奉他。
God called people to serve him.
那有一些人，比如像我，陈牧师哈 ，Eno， 这个 Pastor Eno， 我们是被召在教会当中全时间来服侍上帝。
God has called everyone to serve him. Some, like myself, serve God by going to ministry full time as clergy to serve him.
但是上帝也呼召我们每一个人全时间在我们的工作，在我们的家庭里面全时间的来服侍他。
But God also called us to serve him as full-time in our family, in our workplace, in the marketplace, to serve him.
所以无论是做牧者的或者是平信徒，我们都是蒙召做神的仆人。
So all of us, whether we are clergy or laity, God has called us to be his servant.
我们可能在不同的领域 以不同的方式来侍奉上帝，但是本质上我们都是服侍同一位上帝。
We may serve God in different fields and different ways, but essentially we are all serving God.
所以我们都蒙召，但是问题是我们有没有回应神的呼召。
All of us are called. The question is whether or not we are answering the call from God.
那今天早上的经文选自耶利米书第一章第四到第十节，我相信我们很多人都听过，我们也就是有共鸣。
The text this morning is from Jeremiah 1.Verse 4 to 10, I believe that we all resonate with this verse.
那第四节呢，就有一句不断重复的话，就是在整个耶利米书里面不断重复的话，这个好像不会跑，那段可能要帮我按一下。那个话就是耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我啊，耶和华的话临到耶和华的话。
Verse 4 captures a self-repeating phrase.Throughout this book of Jeremiah, the word of God, the word of the Lord came.
所以我们看到上帝是先把他的话语赐给我们，他是那位先呼召的那位。
So God is the one who gives us the word. He is the one who initiates the call.
知道神他呼召我，这是令人感到安慰的。
It's comforting to know that God is the one who choose to call us first.
对，因为我们当然可以回应上帝，我们选择委身于上帝，但是我们要感谢上帝，他是第一位的那个行动者。
Of course, we choose to commit to God when we respond to God's call, but thank God that He is the first mover.
为什么呢？因为我们是很常犯错的人类。
Why? Because we are humans who are subject to mistakes.
我们在生活当中很常做不那么明智或者是错误的选择。
We often make bad or unwise choices in our lives.
所以有时候当你的生活艰难的时候，当事情比较复杂的时候呢，你可能会开始质疑自己是不是做错了。
So sometimes when situations get tough in our lives, we may begin to question the choices we've made.
我们会对自己产生怀疑。
We may doubt ourselves.
我们会问说，我是否应该做出不同的决定啊？如果以前做的那个决定是错的话，那我现在要怎么办
？We may ask questions like, should I have made a decision otherwise? What if it was a mistake?
如果是我们先选择上帝呢？那么我们很容易会怀疑自己的选择，对不对
？If we are the one who chose God, then we may often question whether our choice is correct.
我不知道你有没有想过，我有听过一些人问我啊，牧师啊，如果上帝没有选择拯救我的话，我怎么办呢？
I don't know if you've heard people asking, what if God never chose to save me?
如果这一切都是我单方面的单恋上帝，我单方面的去回应上帝，单方面想为上帝做一些事情，那我怎么办？
What if all these while is just my own feeling? I'm just having the wrong feeling.
对，如果我感觉错了，如果我自己不好，但是我还选择说哦，我要来服侍上帝。虽然我不配，虽然我不适合，其实，但是我还是选择服侍上帝。那怎么办
？What if I'm not worthy and I don't feel that I'm enough adequate to serve God, what should I do?
但是感谢上帝, 就是圣经告诉我们, 不是我们先去选择上帝, 而是上帝他先选择我们。
But thank God that in the Bible it tells us that we didn't choose God first, this God that chose us first.
对, 就是在救赎的事情上面也是一样的, 是上帝先预备了那个救赎的方式。
When it comes to salvation, it's the same. God has prepared the vessel for salvation.
就是他差派, 我们都知道啊, 福音啊, 他差派主耶稣基督, 他的独生子, 来到世界上, 2000多年以前, 为我们钉死在十字架上, 所以我们可以回应, 神已经预备了。
He has sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross over 2,000 years ago.
所以同样的, 当我们谈到呼召的时候呢, 是上帝先呼召我们, 我们才能够回应。
So when we talk about the call, it's God who first called us, then we can respond to him.
也因为是上帝先呼召我们, 所以即使我们容易在生活当中犯错, 我们感谢上帝, 他从来不会犯错。
And thank God that because he first called us, even if we often make mistakes in our lives, he never makes mistakes.
上帝看透万事。
God knows everything.
所以在第五节的时候呢, 这个耶和华对这个耶利米说, 我未将你造在腹中, 我已晓得你, 你未出母胎, 我已分别你为圣, 我已派你做列国的先知。
In verse 5, God said to Jeremiah, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
所以上帝在耶利米还未成型在母腹当中的时候, 上帝就已经认识他了。
God knew Jeremiah before he's even formed in her mother's womb.
同样的, 上帝在我们每一个人还没有在我们的妈妈的那个腹中, 产生的时候呢, 上帝就已经认识我们了。
The same way, God knew each one of us even before our very existence.
这不令人惊奇吗?
How amazing is that?
这难道不会让你觉得, 哇, 我的上帝, 我应该对他更有信心吗?
Does it not make you feel that you should be more confident in him?
因为上帝看得比奇异博士看得还清楚啊, 如果你不知道谁是奇异博士也没关系。
Because God can see everything even more clearly than Dr. Strange.
反正,
okay, if you don't know.
对, 反正就是他已经看透一切, 他已经算了, 他已经知道了所有的一切。
He has seen it all. He has calculated all.
而且他不会犯错。
And he never make any mistakes.
所以他选择我们这一件事情上面告诉我们呢, 从上帝的角度, 他看了一切, 他还是选择我们, 所以他是, 就是他有道理做这个决定。
So from the fact that he decided to choose us, that we know, although he knows everything, he still decided to choose us, it must make sense.
对, 所以首先要知道是上帝, 先呼召, 但是同样重要, 我们也是要知道, 就是上帝知道他所拣选的人。
So it's important to know that God is the one who first make the call, but it's also important to know that God knows the one he calls.
有时候很难理解为什么上帝会呼召像我们这样的人。
Sometimes it's hard to believe that why God would call someone like us.
但是我们的安慰, 我们的信心源自于上帝知道为什么。
But our assurance comes from the fact that God knows why.
即使我们可能没有答案, 但是我们知道上帝知道一切。
Even though we may not have the answer, but we know that God knows everything.
而且我们知道他是一位美好的上帝, 所以他不是, 要拣选我们来愚弄我们, 或者是来欺骗我们, 玩弄我们, 不是的。
Because he is a good God, and we know that he is not there just to rip us off or fool us.
他在我们生命当中有美好的计划, 所以他拣选我们要完成那个计划。
He has a good plan in our lives, so we must trust him that he is there to call us for a good reason.
上帝将耶利米分别出来, 然后委派他做列国的先知。
God set Jeremiah apart and appointed him as a prophet to the nations.
那上帝认识耶利米, 将他分别出来, 给他一个完成, 要完成的任务。
So God knew Jeremiah from the very beginning. He set him apart and he gave Jeremiah task to accomplish.
所以上帝跟耶利米说, 上帝也跟我们说, 那有了这些保障, 知道说神是呼召的那一位, 知道说神知道他呼召的那一位。 那你是耶利米的话，你会怎么样回应呢？
So God speaks to Jeremiah the same way as he speaks to us. With all these assurance, God knows the caller and he knows who he calls. So how would you answer if you were Jeremiah?
我想很少人、有，但是很少，很少人会像这个以赛亚那样说、主啊，我在这里，请差遣我、啊、下一章。
I suppose not many of us would respond like how Jeremiah responded. Here I am, send me.
这个是以赛亚和 Isaiah、啊、那大部分的人会像耶利米那样子回答。耶利米怎么样回答呢？耶利米说：“哎呀，耶和华、啊，在下一章哈，我不知怎么说，因为我是年幼的。”
I suppose many of us would respond like how Jeremiah has responded in verse 6. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young.
我们当中有一些人可能已经不那么年轻了。
Well, some of us may not be that young.
但是我们可能也会说类似的话。
But we may still say something like the same.
我不知道怎么说，因为我是年老的。
I do not know how to speak. I'm too old.
无论是年轻的还是年老的，我们面对上帝的呼召，我们总可以找到一些理由来拒绝。
Whether too old or too young, it's always a tendency for us to reject a call from God.
尽管我们知道呼召我们的是上帝，我们也确定上帝认识我们。
Even though we know that the caller is God, and we know that God knows us.
但是对我们来说，哇，上帝呼召的时候，我们要回应是一个挣扎。
But we know that it's often a struggle for us to answer God's call in our lives.
上帝呼召耶利米的时候，他应该还是一位少年人。
Jeremiah is probably a teenager when God called him.
他感到自己无法胜任。
He felt inadequate for the task.
耶利米给出的借口是他不知道怎么样说话，因为他还太年轻。
The excuse Jeremiah gave was that he doesn't know how to speak because he is too young.
摩西被上帝呼召的时候80岁了，他说什么呢？我们也来看一下。
When Moses was called by God, he is almost 80 years old.
摩西对耶和华说：“主啊，我数日是不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我是脱口笨舌的。
Moses said to Lord, Pardon your servant, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue.
所以年轻像耶利米那样，他不知道怎么样说话，他拒绝上帝。老的像摩西那样，80岁了，还是因为不知道怎么说话而拒绝上帝。
So as young as Jeremiah, he rejected God because he doesn't know how to speak. And Moses in his 80s still rejected God because he doesn't know how to speak.
所以我不知道你看到吗？事实是我们要拒绝上帝的时候，我们有一大堆的理由啊。
So do you see the problem? The thing is, when we want to reject God, we always have all kinds of reasons.
我们中间年轻的会说我太年轻了，我不能够做这个。老的会说我太老了，我不能做那个。
The young among us will say that we are too young. The old among us will say we are too old.
我们的挣扎是一种这个观念上的挣扎。
Our struggle is a struggle of perspective.
我们是从什么角度来看上帝给我们的呼召呢？
From what perspective are looking at the call from God?
还有摆在我们面前的任务呢？
And the tasks that lies in front of us.
如果我们只看到我们自己的技能、哦、然后并且将它跟上帝给我们的那个任务相比的话，我们会觉得自己真的无法胜任。
If we're looking at our skill and compare it with the task that God is giving to us, then of course we would never be adequate.
但上帝呼召我们的时候，他不仅给了我们这个任务，他也兼顾我们，他也给我们这个恩典，还有工具，还有其他的人事物，等等，来完成这个任务。
When God calls us, he gives us the task to accomplish, but he also strengthens us and gives us the grace and the tools that we need to accomplish the task.
所以呢，在第七节当中，耶和华对我，就是耶利米说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
Like in verse 7 it says, But the Lord said to me, Do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经当中，我们看到好多普通人成就非凡事迹的故事。
Brothers and sisters, we see in the Bible, they're full of stories of normal people who accomplish extraordinary things.
我们来看下一章啊，比如说年轻的时候，那个大卫呢，他是怎么样击败哥利亚
？For example, do you see how the young David killed Goliath?
然后以利亚啊，不是以利亚，这个是约书亚。约书亚怎么样带领以色列人攻下耶利哥城
？How did Joshua accomplish?Led the Israelites and conquered Jericho.
然后但以理怎么样从狮子坑里面活命啊出来
？How did Daniel escape the den of the lion?
还有他的三个朋友在熊熊烈火的这个火炉当中又怎么样生存下来
？How his three friends escaped the great fire of the furnace?
还有好多好多其他的例子。
There are many, many more examples.
我们真的觉得这些人他们的这个技能，他们的能力。所以他们能够完成他们完成的吗
Do we really think that it's because of their exceptional skills and abilities that enable them to accomplish all those things?
不是的，是因为上帝呼召他们，并且上帝赋予他们能力，上帝保守他们。
No, it is because God called them and God enabled them to do all those things.
如果从我们的角度，人类的角度来看这一些故事的话呢，我们会觉得这些人啊，他们太年轻或者太老了。
From a human perspective, some of them were either too young or too old.
你知道亚伯拉罕当然不是他生以撒了，不过他有贡献了哈。亚伯拉罕生以撒的时候呢，他已经100岁了。
Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born.
这大卫跟哥利亚打仗的时候呢，他不是击败了哥利亚，他才10多岁的一个少年人。
When David fought Goliath, he was only a teenager boy.
约书亚带领以色列人攻下耶利哥城的时候，你知道他几岁吗
？Do you know how old is Joshua when he led the Israelites and conquered Jericho?
打仗了80岁。
He was fighting as an 80 years old man.
你能够想象吗
？Can you imagine that?
弟兄姐妹，我下一章，我在2016年的时候呢，开始在马来西亚的教会牧会。
I started in 2016 in Malaysia to pastor as a pastor.
在2022年10月份的时候，我跟太太。我们感到迫切的需要向上帝祷告。当然，之前我们也都祷告，但是特别为着我们前面侍奉的方向来向神祷告。
We started in Malaysia, and in October 2022, my wife and I felt particular the need to pray to God about our next chapter in our lives, where we can serve.
我不想就是详细的去讲述哈，但是基本上我们就是问上帝，我们前面侍奉的方向如何
？I don't want to go into particular details, but basically we're asking God about the direction of our ministry ahead.
然后万万没有想到，上帝的回应是把我带到一个我之前在地图上面都没有办法准确标出的一个国家来。
Little did we know that God would answer us by bringing us to a country that I couldn't even pinpoint on a map.
回想起来，我就发觉到上帝在我们还没有寻求他之前呢，他就已经为我们预备一切了。
Thinking back, I know that God has prepared us even before we are seeking His will.
我有一些见证已经跟你们分享，我就不分享了。我分享一些你们没有听过的。
I've already shared some testimonies with you, so I'm going to share something that you haven't heard.
那我太太她在新加坡有一对的好朋友，他们是夫妻。好，他们在几年前呢来挪威度假。
My wife has some good friends who's a couple from Singapore, and several years ago they came to Norway for their holiday.
他们非常喜欢挪威。
And they love Norway a lot.
所以他们回来的时候就很兴致勃勃地跟我的太太分享他们多么爱挪威。有机会的话，希望可以移民到挪威来。
They loved it so much that.They share with us their enthusiasm about how they would love to migrate to Norway if there's a chance.
当然，他们不是讲说食物有多好吃了。
Of course, they're not talking about the food.
他们是讲那个风景哈，这个环境，还有这边的安全性，还有这边的人哈，啊，基本上都是很有礼貌的，还有给你很多私人的空间等等啊。
But they're talking about the scenery, the nature, the safety, and the people, and how they are so polite and always give good personal space.
所以我的太太她听了，她就跟我分享，哇，他们去挪威多好多好。然后我们的感觉就是，嗯，听起来是一个很不错的度假的地方。
So my wife, shared with me about that, and we were like, well, it sounds like a very good holiday.
Destination.
Among many other good holiday destinations.
这个是几年前了，在2022年11月，就是我们祷告了大概一个月过后呢。
In October of 2022, November of 2022, after 1 month into our prayer.
我有一个朋友在你们当中，你们也知道他是谁了哈。
One of my friends, you know who she is.
他在挪威住了好几年了。
She has been in, lived in Norway for several years.
跟家人跟孩子后来也在这边有孩子哈。那我们聊天的时候呢，有在那个十一月，他突然间就问我，你要不要考虑来这边啊牧会？有没有考虑过
？So she has been here with her family and children, and in November she suddenly asked me, "Have you considered coming here to be a pastor?"
那我们聊天是用英文的，所以我当时候我的这个回应就是 no way， 就是 like no way。
We were talking in English, of course. My response was no, no way。
因为我的头脑很快，逻辑的大脑就开始分析了。
My mind was quick and to reason about it, and it, yeah。
一堆的理由啊，离我的家人太远了，还有就是这个这边就是挪威是说挪威语的嘛。然后还有就是西方的国家，我们担心孩子们长大会受什么影响哈？这一种呢，你知道的了哈。
There's so many reasons. It's so far from our families, and the country speaks another language. It's a Western country, and we're concerned about our kids, how they will grow up to be.
所以当天晚上我就跟我太太聊天，我就把她当笑话讲，我说：“哎，你知道吗？我的朋友问我要不要来挪威，我就讲 No way to no way。”
So that night, I was sharing with my wife and thinking that I put a good joke. I told her, did you know that I said no way to Norway?
然后我的太太就说，是上帝说不，还是你自己说不了？
And my wife asked me, did God say no, or is you that said no?
我被他的回答有一点吓到，因为我没有想到他会这样子回答我。
I was a little surprised, and I wasn't expecting a response like that.
但是当下我就迅速地被提醒说，哎，我们在寻求上帝的心意，我们在为这个事情来祷告。
But then I was quickly reminded that we're seeking God's will, and we should pray for it.
所以我们不能够随心所欲的选择啊，我们
we cannot just pick and choose.
我们不应该因为喜欢，所以就接受上帝的任务，因为不喜欢就拒绝。
We cannot just say yes because we like it, or say no because we don't like it.
我们的任务是辨明上帝的旨意。
Our job is to discern God's will.
所以我的太太就跟我说，那你至少要回去问一下他为什么那样子问你了。
So my wife said, at least you should go back and ask her why she asked you that question.
那我回去就问了一下。那这边要声明一下哈，那个朋友他不代表教会。
So I went back to ask, but I must.Say that Grace or my friend.
Sorry, not me. 他不代表教会。
Didn't represent the board of the church.
他只是听说哈，就是有可能这边有一位的牧者要离开，有可能啊。
She just heard about the possibility that the pastor here might be leaving.
所以教会有可能要。在寻找一位的牧者。
So the church here may be looking for a pastor.
所以无论如何呢，我就问了多一些这个教会的条款啊等等啊。
So anyway, I'm asking some more questions about the doctrine and belief of the church.
因为我要确定不是邪教，不然我不敢来。
So I must be sure that it's not a cult church, or otherwise I won't come.
那我也开始上网找一下挪威在哪里。
And I start to Google about where is Norway.
啊，这个大家讲的冬天很冷，是多冷啊
！And how cold it can be in the winter.
啊，文化等等。
and culture.
Yeah, 接下来几个月, 其实没有太多的, 进展。
And nothing much happened in the following few months.
那其实, 我们也不焦虑。
And in fact, we're not anxious.
因为对我们来说, 如果是上帝的旨意的话呢, 那他就会打开那个大门。
Because for us, if it's God's will, then He will open the door.
那如果是不是上帝的心意, 他就会关上那个门, 他就会开另外一扇门。
If it's not His will, then He will close the door and open another one.
所以到了, 3月底, 就是去年的3月底, 我们才就是跟本堂的牧者团来进行了第一次的这个面试。
And by the end of March, we got the first interview with the church pastoral team.
整个过程当中, 我的太太就一直, 告诉我, 提醒我。
Throughout the whole process, my wife is constantly reminding me.
她说, 我们就试一试咯。
Well, we can just try it.
他们愿意从马来西亚 那么远, 把一个牧师还有家庭带过来的机会有多大呢？
What's the odds that they're willing to bring a whole family all the way from Malaysia?
因为还有很多其他的选择嘛。
There are many other choices.
比起马来西亚, 比如说, 香港更靠近。
Comparing to Malaysia, for example, Hong Kong is much closer.
所以从人的角度来看的话, 的确很有道理啊。
So from human perspective, it's very, very, it's true that gives more, make more sense.
Yeah, 就是我被录取的机会, 不高。
The odds that I'm gonna actually come is not that high.
我不会说挪威语。
I can't speak Norwegian.
我现在还只会巴黑的读这样而已。 不要紧。 我也没有心理的这个, 这个怎么说啊, 心理咨询方面的学位或者证书啊。
I don't even have a degree or certificate in counseling.
那我知道之前一位的牧者他有,
I know the previous pastor, he has one.
那我在我的简历当中呢, 我把我的恩赐或者我的技情呢, 我就写了, 很简单的, 就是说, 家庭门训的栽培, 还有小组门徒方面的这个栽培, 还有就是关于, 这个有远见的这种领导方面的。
So in my resume, I just put down as my gift or passion as family discipleship, small group discipleship, and visionary leadership.
当然我也顺便写了就是音乐方面的恩赐。
And of course, I have to put down music as a gift as well.
我想我要做的就是很诚实地表达自己。
I just want to be honest.
我不想过度地去推销自己。
I don't want to try to hard sell myself.
因为我要确定知道是上帝的
Because I need to be sure that it's God's will.
而不是任何人, 包括我自己的努力,
rather than some man-made effort.
所以长话短说, 这个奥斯陆坛教会跟我们的, 我的家庭呢, 我们经历了, 我们跟你们, 经历了好多个月的祷告, 寻求跟辨明。
Long story short, both NCCC and my family went through many months of prayer and seeking and discernment.
我之前也分享了，我们去年六月份来到你们当中，回去过后呢，我就非常确定这个是上帝的心意。So
I've shared with you before that by June last year, after my visit, I had the good faith that this is God's will.
你知道，我是去年十月份的时候才收到你们的通知，说我被。 就是这个聘牧的事情被通过了，去年十月份。
It was last October that I received a notification that a confirmation from NCCC.
在九月份的时候，我就需要做一个信心的功课。
In September, I have to take this leap of faith.
因为我在那边，我要 所谓辞职的话，我要给三个月的通知。
I must tender my resignation on the other side. In 3 months in advance.
Yeah, 我要做满三个月, 就是十一十二, 我九月就要告诉他们那个, 我的决定了。
I have to fulfill 3 months of work, October, November, and December, so I have to give them the notice by September.
所以你们还没有确定我, 我就确定上帝了。
So before you confirmed for me, I've confirmed God's.
就跨出了信心的那一步。
I've taken this leap of faith.
还有我们今年三月份，就是现在是五月哈，一个半月前我们才来到奥斯陆这里。
Now it's May. We only arrived about a month and a half ago.
我们花了差不多两个月半的时间。
Spent about 2.5 months.
我们就是跟沙劳越的朋友，跟新加坡的朋友，因为我太太是新加坡人。还有我的岳父在上海，所以我们也去上海，就是跟好多的朋友们、家人们就跟他们道别了。
We were bidding farewell to our friends and families all over Sarawak, Singapore, and my father-in-law's in Shanghai.
你知道非常神奇，因为我没有工作两个月半的时间。
It's kind of a miracle that I'm not working for 2.5 months.
然后我有五个口要喂。
And I have five mouths.
然后呢，对，等等呢，但是上帝透过就是爱我们的弟兄姐妹，然后就以他的方式来提供给我们足够的资金，让我们可以撑到我们来挪威。
And God provided enough fund through brothers and sisters so that we are able to come to Norway.
所以我们为着上帝他正在做的事情，或者他已经在做的事情，他将来要做的事情，我们感到兴奋。
So we're very excited about what God has been doing, or what He is doing, and what He will do in the future.
而且我们愿意与他同工。
And we're willing to be partner with God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们考虑上帝在我们每一个人生命当中的呼召的时候呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we are considering God's call to us in our lives,
如果我们只看自己的技能跟自己的能力，我们会感到萎缩，或者是我们会感到惧怕。
If we're just looking at our own ability, we may shudder, we may feel inadequate.
Yeah, 我们觉得不足。但是，如果我们将目光投向上帝的应许
，But if we fix our eyes upon the promise of God,
我们知道上帝是谁，我们也知道上帝认识他呼召的人。
We know who God is, and we know that He knows who He's calling.
并且他会赐下恩典，他会赐下能力，他会赐下所有的资源给我们完成他托付给我们的任务。
And He will give grace. He will enable us, and He will give all the resources we need to accomplish His tasks.
那么我们就会有信心来回应上帝的呼召。
Then we'll have the faith to answer God's calling to us.
Amen.
Amen.
所以呢，上帝他也赐下他同在的应许，在第八节当中，我们看一下第八节。
So God also give us His promise for His presence.
他跟耶利米说，他也跟我们说，他说，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
And He says to Jeremiah and also to us that I am with you and I will rescue you.
第九到第十节说什么呢？我念一下。于是这个耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。看了，我今日立你在列国之上，为要施行、拔除、拆毁、毁坏、颠覆，又要建立跟这个栽植。”
In verse 9 and 10.Then the Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
上帝拣选耶利米不是因为他很有口才。
God didn't choose Jeremiah because he is talented and eloquent in words.
不是因为他的家庭背景特别好。
Not because he come from a good or a famous family.
相反的，他来自一个不起眼的家族。
On the contrary, he comes from an unglamorous family.
如果我们看第一节的话，下一节，第一节的话，他说便雅悯地亚拿户兔他路城祭司希勒家的儿子耶利米的话。
And if we look at verse 1, it says the words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah.One of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin.
那如果你去看列王记上下一个列王记上第二章第二十六到二十七当中呢，这个你会看到祭司亚比亚他，他因为他支持这个反抗所罗门王，他被放流到亚拿户这个地方，就是刚才我们读的那个地方。
In Kings chapter 2 verse 26 to 27, Abiathar the priest was exiled to Anathoth because he supported Adoniah who is against Solomon.
上帝这个时候就在同一个地方呼召耶利米。
And at the same place, God was calling Jeremiah.
一个背叛王跟背叛上帝的祭司，哦，他逃到了一个地方，这个祭司的家族，上帝呼召他们，
the priest 呼召他。Who was against the king, God was calling Jeremiah in that same place.
所以上帝在他的百姓背叛他的地方呢，就重新的去复原，重新的去建立他。
So God rebuilt his church in the same place that his people went against him.
所以来到结尾，弟兄姐妹，我们的生命当中，上帝给了我们什么呼召呢？
So at the end, in our lives, what kind of call did God make to us?
我们当中可能有些人觉得自己太年轻了。
Some of us may feel that we're too young.
有些人觉得自己太老了。
Some may feel we're too old.
但是上帝，可能有些人觉得上帝呼召我要去的地方太远了。
Some may say that the place that God is calling for is too far.
或者那个任务太难了。
Or that task is too difficult.
但是你再一次的思考。
Could you please consider it again?
上帝先呼召我们。
God called us first.
上帝认识他所呼召的。
And God knows who he is calling.
上帝要给我们恩典资源。
God is going to give us the resource and grace.
让我们回应他。
So we can respond to him.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你认识我们。
You know us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
我们不配。
We're not worthy.
我们不是很会说话。
We're not eloquent in words.
我们有些人太年轻，有些人太老。
Some of us is too old, some of us is too young.
但是在你的眼中。
But in your eyes,
我们是适合的。
We are good. We are perfect. We are fitting.
你拣选我们要完成你自己的使命。
You choose us, for us to accomplish your task.
因此，当我们降服的时候
，So when we obey you,
求主就加添给我们心力。
We pray that you strengthen us.
好叫我们与你同工。
So that we can be your co-worker.
感谢你听我们祷告。
We thank you and hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.